Post-wedding ministry does not need to be complicated to be meaningful. A wedding minister may wonder, what can I really do after the wedding? The answer is simple. Pray, bless, encourage, connect, and refer when needed. The first months of marriage can be tender and challenging. The bride and groom may still be joyful from the wedding, but real life begins quickly. Bills come, work schedules continue, sexual expectations may need patience and communication. Family boundaries may become more obvious. Small irritations may surprise them. Spiritual rhythms may not form automatically. The wedding minister can help the couple understand that early adjustments are normal, but they should not be ignored. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 WB says, "Therefore exhort one another and build each other up, even as you also do." A wedding minister can build up the couple through brief, appropriate encouragement. A 30-day message might say, "I am praying for you as you begin your life as husband and wife. May Christ strengthen your love, deepen your patience, and help your home become a place of grace." That is not intrusive, it is ministry. A 90-day check-in might say, "How are you doing as you settle into marriage? Are there any areas where you would appreciate prayer, encouragement, or a referral to a helpful resource?" That question opens the door without taking over. Colossians 3, 12-14 Webb says, "Put on, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of compassion, kindness, lowliness, humility, and perseverance, bearing with one another and forgiving each other." These words are not only for church services. They are for kitchens, bedrooms, budgets, conversations, and difficult evenings. The wedding minister can invite the couple into Christian marriage growth. This may include a course, mentoring pathway, church group, soul center connection, pastoral care, or another formation resource. The key is to make marriage growth normal, not shameful. Say to the couple, "Strong marriages keep learning." That is a beautiful sentence. Do not wait until a marriage is in crisis to recommend growth. Marriage discipleship should be proactive. Newlyweds need encouragement before resentment hardens, before conflict patterns become entrenched, before sexual distance becomes secret, before family interference becomes normal, and before spiritual drift becomes comfortable. Hebrews 10:24-25 WEB says, "Let's consider how to provoke one another to love and good works, not forsaking our own assembling together." A newly married couple needs Christian community. Isolation is dangerous. A private romance without church, counsel, friendship, and accountability can become fragile. The bride and groom are embodied souls. They need spiritual, emotional, relational, physical, and practical support. The bride as an organic female image bearer and the groom as an organic male image bearer are not called to survive marriage alone. They are called to grow under Christ in community. But remember your boundaries. A wedding minister is not automatically a licensed counselor, attorney, financial advisor, or abuse specialist. If a couple reveals severe conflict, abuse, addiction, betrayal, trauma, legal concerns, or danger, refer wisely. Continue spiritual care where appropriate, but do not pretend to provide what is beyond your role. James 5:16 Webb says, "Confess your offenses to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. Prayer matters. Honest community matters. Wise help matters." A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. Follow-up is one way you keep serving the covenant after the wedding day has passed.